Interviews celebrating the Missouri State FFA virtual convention are part of KMZU's Youth in Agriculture programming. The Youth in Ag series is brought to you in part by our premier sponsors, Complete Farm Solutions in Cameron, Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, and Oliphants Heating and Cooling in Richmond.
Hi, my name's Wade Bender. I'm from the Salisbury FFA chapter, and I'm currently serving as past president. One of our biggest accomplishments is our gold rating for being a top chapter in the state. Some of the events that we put together that help us see that award is we have Food for America, where we have a bunch of little kids from the elementary school and the Catholic school in Salisbury. They come for a part of a day, and we talk to them about agriculture, and we have booths and animals, and we also talk about some safety that's involved in agriculture as well. And then we also have a couple other events that are kind of unique. And one of them is we have the Salisbury Steak Festival, and we put on a concession stand with our alumni. And then we also have a Blue Jacket Dinner and Dance that we partner with our alumni and do as well. Then we're also celebrating, we had a bunch of people attend talent and choir this year, and also making it in contest and proficiency. I placed second in my diversified agricultural production proficiency. My SAE consists of multiple diversified agricultural production. I have a beef production herd, and I raise foal cows, cab them, and then I also custom seed clean for local farmers in the area that would like their seed clean so they can replant it the next year. And then I also participate in row crop as well. So I've been to state convention since my freshman year. My favorite part about convention is like the opening ceremonies and the started convention to get in like the adrenaline and excitement that you're ready for a good convention to start. I think I'm gonna miss most is not being able to see everyone in person and meet people, and also enjoy going to the career fair and everything else, and just not getting to walk across stage and everything.
We'll be back tomorrow with more interviews with area FFA members.